Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maddie and Conrad with your ADM Zlines.
In local news, new laws have been implemented from today regarding the use of e-bikes and e-scooters following a parliamentary inquiry into the e-mobility safety proposed in March of this year. Going forward, all riders over 16 years old will need a license to ride unsupervised, and riders between 12 to 17 years old will need direct parental supervision. Furthermore, a 12-kilometer-an-hour speed limit has been introduced for riding on footpaths or near pedestrians. Consequences for breaking these new laws can lead to fines of $518 or up to $6,908 for drink drivers.
The Queensland government has released a new mapping for its new public transport project, with homeowners finally learning the fate of their properties. The Mooloola River Interchange, which formed a critical part of Stage 3 of the WAVE public transport project, released new maps of planned compulsory acquisition. The new maps are a welcome sight for the dozens of residents who have spent years living in bureaucratic limbo. Mr. Sean Taylor said it was, quote, surreal to receive a letter from the Transport Department on Monday informing him his home would no longer be required.
In national news, 3 decades after decriminalising homosexuality, the Tasmanian Greens are set to bring a bill to state parliament that would ban conversion practices. Conversion practices are any attempt to change, suppress, or eradicate an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity, and they have already been banned in all jurisdictions except Western Australia, the Northern Territory, and Tasmania. Research shows 1 in 20 LGBTQIA plus Tasmanians has been subjected to conversion practices, and that these people were 3.5 times more likely than other members of communities to struggle with severe mental health struggles. Regarding the bill, Greens leader Rosalie Woodruff has explained, quote, "The core is a prevention and education framework, but we recognize if and when a conversion practice does happen, there would have to be consequences." As well as outlawing the practice, the bill would also criminalize taking someone out of state for conversion practices or advertising these practices at all.
More than 30,000 Australians live with HIV, with the majority of them taking an antiretroviral treatment, or ART, that stops the HIV from replicating in the body. Taken regularly, ART can even decrease the amount of virus in the body to the point that it is undetectable and hence untransmittable. This treatment is currently free across most of Australia, however, up until now, South Australians have been paying $30 per month for the same thing. From today, in South Australia, ART will now be available at public hospital pharmacies for no cost, with the goal of eventually making the medication available to local pharmacies as well.
In international news, an independent studio has purchased a movie about Sam Altman's rise to CEO of OpenAI after Amazon Studios walked away from the project. The movie, which will feature Andrew Garfield as Mr. Altman and Ike Barinholtz playing Elon Musk, was dropped by Amazon in a statement last month, saying the movie would be better served if it was released by a different studio. Amazon recently invested $50 billion into OpenAI, but still held test screenings of the film this year.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is not yet rated, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.